Hello, everyone on Blind Cool Tech. This is Marla. I thought I would do a podcast on my. Since everyone's doing podcasts on cell phones, I thought I would show you the new phone that I just got. It is the Verizon LG 5300, and it's pretty accessible. I previously had the 4500, LG 4500, and I found that some of the features on the 4500 were actually more accessible than the 5300. Now, there's several phones that were between the 4500 and the 5300, but there was a 46, and I don't know what the other ones were, if there were. But I had the 4500 for a couple of years, and then I ended up just because I was eligible for a new phone in my contract, I got the 53. And what I'm going to do is show you the menus and different features that are accessible and how to use some of them. And okay, we'll start with
Please say a command.
pressing the menu button. Now we can go through these, and these all have sub-menus.
Send message to
The
name or
first
number.
one is send message, and it has to do with text messaging, and this is not accessible at all.
Go to menu.
Go to menu, and if you press that, I'll go into this menu.
Please choose my sounds.
You can go into your sounds, but
Speak to
this is for
calculator.
sounds that you've downloaded. Oops, okay, I came out of the menu because it thought that I wanted to do something else. When I said
Please
something,
say a
but that is
command.
just to go through
Send, go to
the
menu.
sounds you've
Please choose
downloaded.
my sound notepad.
And then there's a notepad thing. There's a
Bluetooth.
to turn on Bluetooth.
Calendar.
There's a calendar, which none of this is accessible.
Alarm clock.
There's alarm settings. There is, that you can set, but these are not, again, accessible by voice. You can go into these menus and the arrow
Please say a
don't really,
command.
you press the arrow keys and they don't do anything.
Send message. Go to menu. Check item.
I'll go into the check item submenu.
Please choose.
Press that.
Voicemail.
Voicemail, which
Messages.
is accessible messages. You can look at your text messages, but it doesn't read them.
1x digital 4 bars.
You can look at your signal
E911
strength.
only on Verizon Wireless.
And I just did that because it thought that that's
Please
what I wanted to
send
do.
go to check item. Please look messages.
Okay, that's just
Missed
telling you that
call.
it was,
Time.
that the time and date,
Signal strength.
the signal strength, which I just
Battery.
showed you, battery.
Current battery level. Battery 50% full.
You can check your battery level. Now, the only thing is if you want to use other
Please say a
options, you
command.
have to
Send me.
go
Go to menu.
back
Check
into
item.
the menu. And then it just has volume was the
Look
last
up
one.
name.
Now look up name. This is how you look up.
Please choose. Create new.
You can create a contact, which
Erase.
I haven't really done much with that. You can
Modify.
erase, you can
Read out.
modify, or you can have it read your contacts. Now I haven't done much with this. I did not. When I bought this phone, I did not buy the cable that connects to the phone so that you can connect it to the computer. And by using the computer, you can add names and numbers into your phone and add contacts. What you could do, I have it for the 4500, and if I ever do get the cable, which eventually when I get some money, I will buy it. But, and then I will do another podcast probably and show you how to do that once I figure out how to do it myself, how to add a contact. Not sure with this phone, with the 4500, I believe you could add a contact by just actually speaking the name, typing. Yeah, actually, this phone you can do it too. You can type in the by letter, but it's very difficult because it times out. And I'll show you
Please
on this
say a
some more of
command.
the
Send message.
features.
Go check
Okay, we
item.
checked.
Look up name.
Look up name. We did
My
that.
account.
And then there's my
Help.
account. And then help. I'll go
Press
into the
the
help.
voice command key to start the voice command system. The system will prompt you to say a command. When the system is listening, speak clearly and say the command. There are three modes to help navigate through the system. Read out reads out the screens, alerts and prompts. Prompts read out the prompts only. Tones only plays a tone to prompt you. If you are frequently prompted to repeat a command, go to the settings menu to train the system to your voice. Please say a command.
Okay, so that's the help menu, and it tells you how to use this. What I've been doing is going through the menus, but you can speak to this phone, as it just said, and it will recognize your voice, and I'll show you.
Please say a command.
Time.
Current time is 2:40 p.m. Current date is Saturday, June 9th.
Okay, and I'll do another one.
Please say a command.
Battery.
Current battery level. Battery 50% full.
Okay, so you can talk to it as well as go through the menus. Let's see if there's any that I haven't shown you yet.
Call name or number.
You can call.
My account.
Okay, so you can go, you can actually say someone's name and have it call them. Okay, now what, one of the things with this phone that I have not figured out how to do, but I did, someone did say that this could be done, and the 4500 does this. It has a talking caller ID feature where when you call the phone, what you can do is it will announce the caller as well as ring. But the 4500 didn't do that. The 4500, well, you could either set it to announce a number or to ring, which I didn't like to have it just set on announcing a number, so I always had mine ring. Now, I've been told with this phone that you can get it to announce the number and ring, but I can't seem to figure out how to do that. So if anybody knows how to do that, if you could let me know. I'll give my contact information in a minute. If you would just, you know, if anyone does know if this phone does do this. I'm going to show you what happens when you call the phone, though. You do, you have, you can check your missed calls, you know, which is at least some way of knowing who called you. I am going to use the regular phone, house phone, and call my cell phone, and I will show you what happens when you do that. Okay, and that just, that also makes a little sound when the caller hangs up so that you know, and I like, that's another feature that I really like about this phone. Okay, but let's say, for example, that I did not know who called, and I just got to my phone, and I want to find out who just called. Well, this, I will show you how you do that.
Please say a command.
Missed calls.
16. Missed calls. Call from restricted number.
Okay, and it said 16 missed calls. That was all my missed calls, and then it said call from restricted number. Now, I'll show you. Actually, I'll unblock this number and show you what happens when I actually get a number, because it will say the number of the person who called. I didn't realize that this was, this phone is blocked. I forgot about that. I will unblock it by doing star 82. And again, it lets you know that the caller hung up. And I will show you now how you know who called you. Yeah, well, why doesn't it work when I tell it to?
Please say a command.
Missed calls.
17. Missed calls. Call from Chris Gladwolfsky, June.
And, yeah, okay, it's going to just say Chris's name because that is what I had in as a contact. It is not, but it will read, if you do not have the person in your contacts, it will read the number of the caller. Okay, so it does have, you do know who's calling you. But like I said, I don't know how to get it to actually announce the call as the call is coming through. That is pretty much what this phone does. Like I said, I will probably end up getting the cable so that I can connect to the computer and it makes it easier to add contacts. If you have any questions about this phone or if you can figure out how to turn that caller ID feature on, I will give you my contact information. My email address is Marla, M-A-R-L-A, dot Wertman, W-E-R-T-M-A-N, at Verizon, V-E-R-I-Z-O-N, dot net. And my Skype name is Marla, M-A-R-L-A, 7299. And I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And I will probably be doing one once I get the cable for this phone. Bye!